since the poor fellows don't know it, so they refute it on the spot by uttering that these all are fraudulent practices. Those who utter it will one day be held responsible and accountable for uttering all that. Didn't Ghausi Pak Rahimahullah do Piri Muridi? Didn't Khwaja Garib Nawaz Rahimahullah do Piri Muridi? All the holy men, rather even the famous holy men, did do Piri Muridi. They used to become even somebody's disciple. So those who thoughtlessly utter it and declare it a fraudulent practice should say,
Tawbah Astaghfirullah,
and repent. One should contemplate loss of Iman. So one should keep quiet if he doesn't know. One shouldn't comment on it. People don't study and have knowledgeable company. Therefore, they end up uttering all that. It's all wrong that is going on, as these fraudulent practices are for earning money by running their so-called spirituality centers. As for those who are running their so-called spirituality centers and are doing something wrong, they are of course wrong. But those who are right are definitely right, got it. See, Salah is performed in mosque. It's a good act. Unfortunately, shoes are also stolen in mosques. It's a bad act, but nobody can declare mosque a bad place because shoes are stolen there. Or masjid shouldn't be built because shoes are stolen there. It doesn't really make sense. Similarly, mobile phones are also stolen in mosque. Now, in this era of social media, even such video clips are made to go viral, and it shows the thief taking out a phone and then fleeing away. Now, due to this, masjid or salah or congregational salah can't be spoken ill of. It's one's responsibility to take care of their phone. It's what one can do. So a thief is a bad person while a salah performer is a right person. Similarly, theft is a wrong act and salah is a right act. In the same way, Piri Muridi is a right thing provided it is according to condition set. However, if someone is doing a wrong thing and he does it for his self-interest or does it by going against Sharia rules, then such a spiritual guide is really wrong. Distinction of right and wrong does exist, and every field of life has both positive and negative aspects.